boys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-L-S-L-R-E-G-R-E-A-T. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith.
Edith, we're out of toilet paper.
Edith reads in the living room.
No, we're not. I bought some yesterday. It's in the closet in the kitchen.
She returns to her newspaper. Gloria reads beside her in Archie's favorite chair.
I ain't in the kitchen.
Edith runs to the kitchen, waving over her shoulder at Michael, who goes to the stairs.
Don't panic, Arch. Help's on the way. Be right there. I'll take it.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
How come Daddy doesn't check for paper first?
Because he's too busy weeding.
All right, Edith, just leave it there. I put it on a roller myself. Why do you have to look for cough drops now? Get out of here.
Amelia was angry when she found out you weren't going to the reunion, Mom.
Oh, yeah. And it's the only reunion we've ever had. 30 years. And now they're tearing down the school.
They look up at the ceiling.
And it won't be the same saying that's where I went to school and pointing to the A&P.
Archie comes downstairs.
Now, can't we get one thing clear around here? Mrs. Stivick, would you get your little keister out of my chair?
Gloria moves to the couch.
The person who uses up the paper on a roller up there has to put a new rule on the roller. Can't as many as remember that rule?
That's a rule?
One of your main rules of civilization, meet him. Did that be on a Sunday? Ringing a bell is a day of rest. Gee, don't people stay home and read their Bibles no more? What happened to Christianity anyhow? Whoever that is, tell them to get the hell out of here.
Edith opens the door to a middle-aged woman in a fur coat.
Amelia!
Edith!
Oh, Archie, it's Cousin Amelia! Oh.
Shut the door, will it, 2 years? We're catching pneumonia here.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Gloria. Oh, hi, Archie.
Hi, Amelia.
You're getting a little thin up here, isn't it?
Don't fool with it, huh?
Sit down, Amelia, and make yourself comfortable. Would you like a cup of coffee? And I think there's one Twinkie left.
Hey, that's my tomorrow's lunch Twinkie.
How about a cookie, Amelia?
Anything, thank you.
I'll get it, Mom.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Oh, thanks, Gloria. Thanks, Mike.
Edith. I want to know why you sent back this invitation to our class reunion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amelia, but I can't go.
Oh, but you gotta go. It's gonna be a marvelous party. Remember Mavis Pike?
Yeah.
Well, Mavis is making us a special banner. It's gonna say 30th reunion.
Oh, Mavis was always good with words. Was a butcher. She used to write his windows.
What did she do?
You know, special today, Chuck Steak. And cookies, everybody.
Hey, Cousin Amelia, yeah. Did you talk Ma into going to the reunion yet?
Not yet.
What's the matter with you, Arch? Why don't you take her?
Do I have to report to you whatever? Hey!
Michael stands above Archie eating a Twinkie.
That's my tamari's lunch, Twinkie, you're eating there. She's ain't nothing sacred to you at all.
Sorry, I forgot.
They ought to make a horror movie out of your stomach.
Want the rest?
I don't want it now.
Daddy, you're just evading the issue. Why won't you take Ma to her class reunion?
I promised Barney Heffner that I'm going to go bowling with him on Saturday. That's a promise. That's a point of honor.
Point of honor?
Yeah, which you wouldn't understand, being a Twinkie thief.
Love going to your inaugural Air Corps reunions.
Oh, now, come on. Are you comparing this high school stupid stuff to my Air Corps reunions? Our Air Corps reunions was held to commemorate the great things we've done.
Yeah, like bombing, strafing.
Get away from me, huh? My mother wants to go to that class reunion. She'd go without me.
Oh, Daddy, you know Mom never goes anywhere without you.
Russell's taking me.
Well, I ain't going, and that's fine.
Maybe this'll change your mind, Edith. I brought you a copy of the old school paper.
The Milestone?
Yeah, I had reprints made for everybody in the class here.
Oh, look, here's a picture of the whole class.
Let me see, Ma. Which one is you?
There I am, Edith Baines.
Oh, you look so young.
That's because I was younger then.
Archie rolls his eyes and shrugs theatrically.
Archie, look, here's Amelia.
Oh, look at Amelia with all the braces. Jeez, what a face full of wire.
1943. Mark and Michael and I look at this.
Sure. We were kids then, Archie. Everybody had a face full of wire. Except Buck Evans. He was perfect.
Buck Evans. I haven't thought about him in years.
He was the handsomest thing, and Edith had a crush on him. Oh.
Boy, what a lousy Sunday this is.
Hey, Ma, which one is Buck in this picture?
Oh, now let's see. It's been so many years. There he is.
Oh, my.
He good looking.
Yeah. He was voted the boy most likely to win the war.
But that picture don't do him justice. You had to see him on the track field. Oh, he had such a beautiful figure. And that golden hair waving in the wind.
That was like a running fag.
Anything but that. All the girls were crazy about him. You too, huh, Edith? Remember, you used to leave him notes from an anonymous admirer. Signed, Edith Baines.
Why'd you stop seeing him, huh?
Well, he went into the Air Corps. Oh, my, and in his uniform. Ooh, he looked like the cover on one of those song sheets. He wore a pair of silver wings.
Silver wings?
Oh. What's the matter with you? You were in the Air Corps, weren't you?
That's right, meathead. I was second in charge of the motor pool.
What'd you wear on your chest? A little carburetor?
Archie sits up in his armchair and glares at Michael.
Oh, Edith, I gotta get going. Now, you sure you won't change your mind about coming to the reunion?
Oh, no, Amelia, I'm sorry.
Buck is gonna be awful disappointed.
Buck is coming to the reunion?
Sure, didn't you know?
No, his name wasn't on the list you sent me.
Oh, but his answer came in late. He's gonna be there.
Oh. Archie, are you sure you don't mind if I go to the reunion?
Well, wait a minute now.
No, he doesn't mind. He said so 10 times.
Oh. Well, then I think I'll go. Yeah, I'm going to the reunion.
Great. You going alone?
Why not?
Hold it, you ain't gonna do nothing of the kind, Eric. No. I'm going with you.
Because of Buck Evans, Daddy?
No. Of course, no real man lets his wife go out alone at night after Buck. Duh.
Archie grimaces, then gives a defeated scowl as Edith hugs him and kisses his cheek. Archie frowns, wearing a suit and tie.
Or you could tie a knot in your tongue.
Ma, you remember the ticket?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, ain't that beautiful. Mrs. Edith Bunker and friend. Ain't that nice?
No, it ain't nice, Edith. It's dumb. I'm your husband. I ain't your friend. Come on.
Hey, Ma, you better hurry. You don't want to be late after 30 years.
Oh, Ma. Oh, that would be awful.
Edith, your friend is waiting for you on the stoop.
Come in, Archie. Bye-bye, Mom.
Have a good time.
See you later.
Bye, Daddy.
Gee, I hope Ma has a good time at her reunion.
I hope we have a good time at ours.
Michael!
By a strange coincidence, our class is meeting in this house all evening, and I'm happy to report that we're the only two that showed up.
Why resist temptation? There's always more.
Alone in the living room, they embrace. At the reunion, Amelia laughs with another woman as Archie stands alone near the door, frowning. Edith comes in.
Here I am, Archie.
What took you so long? I'm standing here alone like a potted plant.
I'm sorry, but I had to get change. I didn't have a dime.
Why can't you take care of them things before we leave home where it's free?
Somebody while you was waiting.
Because it ain't my reunion, and I don't know nobody, and I don't want to know nobody. Now let's go in there and have a good time.
He scowls as they join the party.
Peter! Mavis Pike!
Oh, welcome! Oh, I'm so glad you came. It's lovely to see you again.
You look just the same.
Oh,
I'm sorry. This is Mr. Bunker, Archie. This is Mavis Pike. The one I told you about who's so good with words.
Oh, yeah. She writes the chuck steak on the windows. Nice to know you there, Mrs. Pike.
Oh, no, it's not Mrs. It's Ms. Ms. M.S.
Oh, you're one of them.
She's a women's lib. You see, that means she ain't a Mrs. and she ain't a Miss neither.
What does that make her, a near Miss?
He grins crookedly at Mavis.
Edith, I was going to ask you if you've had an interesting life, but he just saved me the trouble.
Mavis walks away, and Amelia steps up.
Oh, hi! Hi! Oh, I promise not to guess your name if you promise not to guess mine.
Oh. I gotta get a drink.
Oh, Amelia, what a wonderful turnout.
It is good, isn't it? Of course, not everybody could come. And some of us are no longer with us.
Oh, my, they left already?
Oh, no, no, they passed on. Yeah, oh. Danny Pilsner, you remember him? Just last year.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it don't surprise me. He was always very sickly. Why did he pass on out?
He got hit by a truck.
Hi, Amelia. I don't see your husband around. Where is he?
He didn't come. Listen,
Edith. Wait a minute. What do you mean he didn't come?
He promised a very special client of his that he would go bowling with him.
You hear that, Edith? Hey, he's going bowling. I had to come here with you.
But, Archie, you wanted to come.
That's right, Arch. The minute you heard Buck Evans was going to be here.
Oh, well, that's right. Sure, I didn't want to miss the golden flyer. Where is he?
He's coming. Come on, Edith. Say hello to the rest of the old guys.
Oh, come on, Archie.
That's Edith Bangs.
Oh, hey, Edith Bangs.
Edith Bangs. Remember me? Sam Galinsky? Cooey, cooey, conga. Cooey, cooey, conga.
Oh, Sam. Sam, this is Archie. Archie, Sam Galinsky.
Hi. Hey, did you ever play ball?
Yeah, I played some ball.
Figures. Edith always had a thing for ball players. Oh. Did you know Buck Evans was going to be here?
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to meet my wife? Sylvia!
Another woman approaches Archie.
A nod is good as a wink to a blind man.
What was that?
He turns to her.
If it were my wife and Buck Evans was coming, you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
Enough said.
Hold on. What do you mean, enough said?
Enough said.
She points to her eye and walks away as Archie squints after her in confusion.
This party is stinkeroo.
She approaches a black man at the bar.
Hey, would you mind freshening up my drink there? I'm taking rye and ginger ale.
The man ignores him and sips his drink.
Pardon me asking, but ain't you on duty here?
Nah, I'm just fixing myself a drink.
Oh, I get it. You're one of the reunions here, huh?
That's right.
It's funny, Edith never mentioned there was a colored guy in the class.
As a matter of fact, there were three of us black guys in the class.
Oh, where's the other two?
I guess they couldn't make it.
Why, are they in trouble?
I doubt that. They're probably very busy with their law firm up in Buffalo.
Oh, they're lawyers, huh? Whoop-de-doo. What do you do for a living?
I'm a fireman.
Hey, that's nice. Well, you street guys done pretty good for yourselves, huh?
Well, we can't complain.
Yeah. That's because when you was in school, I bet you wasn't riding, right?
No, we weren't.
Yeah. Because you were smart. Hard-working.
Outnumbered.
He clinks his glass against Archie's.
Excuse me.
He walks off. Another man runs up to Archie.
Tony Roselli!
Huh?
He shakes Archie's hand.
Tony, I never forget a face. Never forget a face.
You just broke your record.
Meanwhile, across the room, Sam turns to Edith.
So, Edith, tell me, what have you been doing with yourself these last 30 years?
Well, right after graduation, I went on a week's vacation to my cousin Gertrude's in Newark. It was kind of a graduation present for Mom and Dan. And then after I got home, I started looking for a job. Because
it's funny, because I could have sworn you were on a track team with me.
Oh, wait a minute. You was on a track team?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be that guy, Buck Evans, would you?
Me, Buck Evans? Do I look like Buck Evans?
He thinks I'm Buck Evans. You want to?
That was Willie Weatherby. Buck Evans was much stronger.
Okay.
And much handsomer.
God, he was beautiful. Do you remember how he used to carry the flag at assemblies with his white gloves?
Oh, it brought a lump to your throat.
God, he was beautiful.
We hate that.
Care in 1945.
As Edith sips her wine, Sam sits beside her, staring blank-faced.
And then in 1946, I joined the Hercules Plumbing Company as a secretary.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yes.
He tries to leave, but she stops him.
Oh, we had all kinds of equipment, faucets, swivel head showers, gaskets.
Remember how stuck Edith was on Buck?
Well, why shouldn't she be? God, he was beautiful.
Archie stomps away.
Hiya!
Sam rushes off.
Edith, I want to talk.
Archie, ain't this a wonderful party? Aren't you glad you came?
Edith, we need you to lead us in the old high school cheer.
The school cheer.
Come on, I ain't gonna cheer for nothing.
Edith, 1, 2, 3. Fillmore High. We are high.
Takes a girlish leap into the air.
Do you know what you look like?
Archie, don't be such a spoiled sport. Come on, hit it again. We're going to do one more. 1, 2, 3, and...
Fillmore High! Fillmore High! We are high on old Fillmore! Everybody runs when they hear us roar! Fillmore! Fillmore! Roar, roar, roar!
As the women laugh, Sam strolls past a fat, bald man entering the room.
Sam!
Hiya, nice to see you.
Sam brushes past him out of the room. The fat man frowns and nudges Archie, who stands beside the punch bowl.
How about that? My best buddy at school, and he didn't even know me.
What do you care? There's plenty of these. Oh, now, wait a minute. You don't know me. My name is Archie Bunker. See, I ain't one of the reunions here.
How's the party going?
It's a lot of nothing. They're all waiting for the big class hero, Buck Evans.
That's funny, huh?
Why funny?
I'm Buck Evans.
You're who?
Buck Evans.
Your golden hair running flying on the track, Buck Evans?
That's right.
What the hell happened to you?
I married a gourmet cook.
Looks like she's in there with you. Chris, I know someone's waiting here all night to meet you again.
Yeah, who?
My wife. She used to be Edith Baines.
Edith Baines?
That's right. I'm going to get her and bring her over. You stay right here. See? Don't let nobody move you. Hey, Edith! Edith! Get away from me here. How will you get out of the way?
He pushes through the crowd.
Edith, there's somebody over here that you're going to be very happy to see. Step this way. I'll bet you never recognize her.
She smiles fondly.
Buck Evans.
Edith Baines.
Oh, Buck.
How'd you recognize me?
I know you anywhere. Your eyes are just the same. I can still see right inside you. See, Archie, ain't he beautiful?
Nice to meet your acquaintanceship there. Can I just take my wife over here for a minute? Yeah, we see you, huh?
I will never be able to figure you out.
You and me, we look at the same guy. You see a beautiful face. I see a blimp.
Yeah, ain't that too bad? You're beautiful, too.
Archie widens his eyes, grinning sarcastically, then frowns. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Teleplay by Don Nickel. Story by Stanley Ralph Ross and Don Nickel. Executive producer, Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Ray Allen, Amelia. Harvey Lembeck, Sam. Bernie Hamilton, Walter. Priscilla Morrill, Sarah. Viola Harris, Arlene. Joshua Shelley, Willie. Evelyn King, Mavis. Bernie Kuby, Buck. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production.